Did Deontay express frustration and they want to be traded?
He did not.
Don't believe you, Mike. That's Mike Tomlin yesterday at the NFL owners' meetings asked if Deontay Johnson asked to be traded. Mike Tomlin right now sitting at a breakfast table and sweaty as hell. He's sweaty as... Look at his head, man. He's got beads of sweat all over him. Unless he got right out of the shower and didn't dry off. Why is Mike Tomlin so sweaty in front of the media today?
That is crazy. Look at him. Maybe you just got to work it out. You know that workout, like you can't stop sweating.
Yes. The shower didn't take.
Yes.
That's a whole Seinfeld thing. You're all hot, you get in the shower, you shower off, you come out, you're still sweating, shower didn't take. That, you know what, that is what happened. Because my initial thought was Mike Tomlin's hungover, but he's not the kind of guy, I don't think, that likes to tie one on in these business-like settings.
Right, right.
He would never do that, Doran. Although, is Glazer there? If Glazer's there, he's hungover.
Probably.
Mark Caboli live in Orlando right now for the NFL owners meetings. He joins us on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Good. How are you guys? Hell of a show today.
Yes. Thank you so much for sending your audio from yesterday. It has made the show, and now you're on the show. First, before we get into any of the important stuff, Mark, at this breakfast, do the media members eat breakfast? Do the coaches eat breakfast? Is it only the media members? Is it only the coaches? Is it everybody? What's that like? And what did Mike Tomlin eat for breakfast?
Mike Tomlin always shows up late, fashionably late, on purpose. It was supposed to start at 7:45. He shows up about 8:05. It's just been a tradition of his. Not dealing with us media folks. But, yeah, breakfast is open to everybody. I just had to throw away some applewood sausage because it tasted like crap, and the eggs were a little runny, but it's free, so I can't complain that much. I see that you guys are very interested in Mike Tomlin's sweaty forehead.
Yeah, what do you make of him being so sweaty? Did he just not want to talk to you guys? He didn't want to get grilled and ask 35 questions about Russell Wilson?
This is my take on this one. He probably got out of the shower about 3 minutes before that and ran straight down here and was still getting his core temperature correctly, because he was right before he even got here. So I'm thinking, you know, after you get a nice steam on in the shower, I think there wasn't much time from where he left the shower to where he sat down there. That's my opinion.
All right, let's get down to brass tacks now. You sat down with Mike Tomlin for a half hour yesterday and something like 20 minutes with Tomlin today. Broad strokes first, and then we'll hunker down on the nitty-gritty. What'd you take away?
Well, he made it known that Russell Wilson is his guy and he is going to start. He likes the way Russell Wilson, what he's going to provide here in the offseason with a lot of the players and just the process of it, of getting the guys together. And I think a lot has to do with Russell Wilson's leadership abilities. And I've been saying this for a while now. If Russell Wilson is half as good as player as he is potential leader, he's going to be a very, very good addition to this team. So most of the talk was quarterback. I mean, Justin Fields. I mean, it only makes sense if you move forward here with Russell Wilson as your number one and Justin Fields. You'll have a whole entire year to be able to see him in an offense, see what's wrong, see how to fix him. Then you can move on from there and decide where you want to go after that. But I mean, wherever you hear out there that it's potentially Justin Fields could beat him out, 0% chance. No way. We know that, but it was pretty much reaffirmed by Tomlin this past 2 days.
Did he seemingly admit that they missed out on center in free agency, and did he kind of allude to the fact that it's probably going to be a high draft pick come April in the NFL draft?
Yeah, it looked like that. I tried to get him to a point where he's just not going to ask you, you know, tell you what they're going to do, right? So I framed a question yesterday about, is there a plug-and-play center? And he said, yeah, maybe a couple of them, which leads to believe if you're getting a guy like Powers Jackson or Frazier, I mean, you have the ability of drafting those guys, you know, first-round, potential second-round Frazier, and playing them immediately. Other than that, then you have some issues. I mean, he mentioned Nate Herbig, but just in passing, didn't mention James Daniels at all. I don't think there's any interest in moving him to center. He hasn't played there in 5 years. There is some belief that that could be his best position, but, I mean, I don't know if there's a ton out there in free agency to even now to get that bridge guy. I mean, Connor Williams, he's the only one of any resume out there, but he's not going to be ready or ready to sign until, you know, August or September. So, I mean, everything's pointing towards a draft pick, a first or second round draft pick. I don't think they want to use a first round pick on a center. I really don't believe they want to. So I would more look towards that second round. I look at tackle one, center two, and that 98th pick, whatever pick they got from
Philadelphia.
They could use for a wide receiver because he really went into how deep that class is and how they could be able to help right away. Plus, there's a lot of more free agent. There's a handful of free agent wide receivers still out there, but I think you're pretty much cemented in the center now within the first 51 picks, right?
Yes, and he, when asked about wide receiver, Mark, he did mention that there are still options available. Do you still think that they're interested, and do you think that they will get a guy in free agency at the wide receiver position, or do you think they'll have to wait for the draft?
No, I think they will get somebody. I mean, either could be trade, too. I mean, I think that one of Omar's traits is, you know, it's not something that you can easily do, but the guy's very patient. He waits till the price to get where he wants the price to be. Right now, that price might be too expensive for, say, hypothetically, Ayuk, McLaurin, whoever could be out there. But that price might come down here in April or May or whenever it is during the draft. And when somebody needs to move up, then they can make a move right there. I don't think that they're – well, I'm under the impression of they're not very interested in Josh Reynolds. I think Tyler Boyd will end up going to Kansas City before it's all said and done. So there's not a ton of extra talent out there. I don't want OBJ. So at this point, I would look more at a trade option, a cheaper trade option where Omar can work some of his magic rather than in a free agency.
Mike Tallman talked yesterday about the whole Deontay Johnson trade and how they wanted to do player-for-player trade, and they got a guy that they've been scouting for a long time in Dante Jackson that could play the corner position. So my question is, you know, was he lying about the whole Deontay situation? I mean, why not make the sign-and-trade with LeJarius Sneed knowing that the Kansas City Chiefs were in on Deontay Johnson? Why not just do that then?
Yeah, I mean, I think he just didn't want to embarrass anybody or didn't make it more of a story than what it was. But if you're going one for one for Deontay for Dante Jackson, guess what? You lost that trade big time, in my opinion. I mean, okay, you need a corner, you like him, but there's a lot of red flags over him for the last couple of years, and Deontay is a guy that still has a ton of talent. So I think he just took the high road on that one. He said that Deontay did not request a trade. Well, okay. We don't want to put any fuel on that fire or any starter on that carburetor right there, Crowley, to get it moving here a little bit. So, yeah, I think he was lying. I think they needed to get rid of him. They sent him there. They got a player that they can use who they like, but I think it was more of just ridding him of the contract and get somebody you can play right now. That, I mean, if you could do one for one and thinking you won that trade or broke even with Deontay for Dante Jackson, you lost.
Mark Caballi of The Athletic joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Last thing here for you, Mark. Tomlin kind of noncommittal when talking about Broderick Jones as the starting left tackle this year. If they don't add a tackle, I'm guessing they want to, obviously, but if they don't add a tackle, would it be the same as last year with Dan Moore Jr. at left and Broderick Jones at right?
Yeah, I think that's what he meant. I think he meant if they don't grab a tackle in the first round. I mean, there's a handful of them, not only Mims, but a couple other guys, too, that they would be interested in that first round, maybe potentially a right side capable. And if that's the case, then they would flip Broderick Jones over to the left side. But if you're saying status quo, I can't see. I mean, everything they've said, I mean, about Dan Moore is he's so much better at right left tackle than right, right? So why would you make that move? And, you know, going against what your belief is right there. So I think moving forward, if you're able to draft a guy who is a plug-and-play type of guy, if it's Mims or whoever it is, if it's Guyton, who's a right tackle, then you can move Broderick to left. So I think that's what he was talking about right there. Don't get one. It's the status quo. You just move forward with what you got.
Thank you, Mark. This was much appreciated.
All right. I'm going to go eat some more breakfast, some runny eggs.
Yeah, stay away from the, what did you say, the chorizo?
Applewood sausage.
Oh, that's right, the applewood sausage.
I mean, it's like they put brown sugar. What do I have brown sugar on my sausage for? That's disgusting.
Goodbye, Mark.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing that annoys listeners more, I don't think, than guy gets flown out to Orlando for free, gets free breakfast, and then bitches about the free breakfast.
Yes, especially Mark.
Mm-hmm. Mark, just eat it.
You know it's bad if Mark is upset about it.
Because he likes food, is what you're saying?
I don't know. Just saying.
I think I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Mm.